It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning and happy 4th of July, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our 4th of July morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, providing lubrication domination. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's one thing I really, really enjoy about the work I do. I get out on a lot of farms these days. Farms of all sizes, small ones and big ones, producing all kinds of crops. One thing I constantly hear is the drive to improve the efficiency of the farm with this kind of economic scenario many of you are facing today. And that's where Mystic Lubricants steps in. Because with their lubricants, they can, in fact, help improve your efficiency, limiting the breakdowns on your farm. With products like JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. They are members of the legendary family of lubes, specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions in agriculture. Find your local Mystic distributor or your retailer by going to the website mysticlubes.com. M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. The Secret Service is out inspecting gas pumps this week, believe it or not. In several of our states, the State Department of Agriculture or State Department of Commerce inspects and approves gasoline station pumps to make sure they are accurate. But this 4th of July week, the Secret Service is out looking for something else. They're checking pumps in 21 states to make sure there are no skimmers on them. Where crooks use those tiny electronic devices installed secretly at the pumps to capture financial information and to steal your money. Cops say to try to use a pump or an ATM in a busy area, an attended area, and report anything that doesn't look quite right. From This Week in Agribusiness, an advisor to the new president in Mexico says the selection of a new leader there will jumpstart the talks to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. And he says a new agreement is possible before the next government takes power in December. The talks to revamp that 24-year-old agreement had been hindered by the uncertainty over the outcome of the Mexican election. Now the advisor says the speed of the negotiations will pick up. Mexico depends heavily on trade with us. We take about 80% of their exports. And some of our folks in agriculture depend heavily on Mexico, as they are a good customer for us. Also from This Week in Agribusiness, the Agriculture Producer Sentiment Index actually went up a bit in June compared to the month before. This is according to the Purdue CME Group monthly report. That's a survey of 400 farmers nationwide. The improvement in sentiment was driven primarily by an improvement of the perception of the current economic situation. But that report also showed great uncertainty about the future, as assessed by agriculture producers. The signs are up now along 80 miles of Interstate 55 in Illinois. They declare it is the Barack Obama Presidential Expressway. That stretches from the southwest suburbs of Chicago down to the town of Pontiac. The Chicago Tribune reports there's been no pomp and circumstance with the erection of those signs, no ceremony yet with the former president, because his schedule hasn't permitted it. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong, hoping you have a happy and safe 4th of July.